This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Solarity Credit Union's very own Mina Worthington, Debbie Engel, and Ralph Cumby talking about how Solarity Credit Union has become an early adopter of the fully online home loan closing experience. I love stories like this. Really, really cool stuff when credit unions are really pushing that proverbial envelope, and this is one of them, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a mighty fine credit union doing some really cool things, and it is Solarity Credit Union, and they're an early adopter of the fully online home loan closing experience. I find these stories very exciting because I love credit unions that push that proverbial envelope, and you guys are definitely in that category. But before we get to that subject, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is a Solarity Credit Union's President and CEO, Mina Worthington. Mina, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, Mike. Thank you for having us today.
Oh my gosh, you're very welcome. And then right down diagonal from me is Solarity Credit Union's Vice President of Home Loans, Debbie Engel. Debbie, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then last but not least, right below me is Mr. Ralph Cumby, Solarity Credit Union Chief Revenue Officer. Ralph, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you, Michael.
You are welcome. Happy Monday to you guys. Happy Valentine's Day as well. Hope your days are going swell as well. So, hey, that kind of rhymed right off the top of my head. Here we go. This is a Monday. Oh my gosh. So let's talk about the fully online home loan closing experience. And Mina, let's start with you. Let's get the strategy behind why you guys are doing this. Because I mean, I love stories like this, why you guys are doing this type of stuff. So what was the strategy behind this?
Well, you know, it's really kind of all part of the all-encompassing multi-year moving forward digital strategy, right? So everybody talks about digital transformation and about how we as organizations need to, you know, move with the digital age and transform our organizations to meet the changing consumer needs and changing, demands for digital offerings. And so this is sort of one step in the process of digital transformation. The non-contact via COVID pushed some things forward for us.
Oh, yeah.
And so we saw the opportunities that presented itself for transforming processes and innovating in the organization with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, good for you guys doing it, because we heard time and time again during that time, it's like, hey, this is the time to really kind of reassess things and push that reset button, so to speak, and really improve processes and procedures. And it sounds like you guys did that for sure. So tell me a little bit about the process. Debbie, you want to take that one, the process, or Ralph, whoever wants to take that? Debbie, you want to tell me about the process, how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I won't get into the weeds, but I think if you keep in mind that this is really just all about the member experience to start with, right? So everything is captured around that. So the very beginning, we are introducing this e-signing experience, this electronic closing, from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even during our initial conversations at the lead level before we even have an application, because we see it as such a benefit for our members. So we're introducing it early. As the closing draws near, we have specific staff that is dedicated to doing this. We call them closing coordinators. So our closing coordinators are the ones who, they're the experts, and they really usher the borrower, the member, through the e-signing experience. Mm-hmm. So they're having conversations with the borrower about technical things, right? Like, do I have to have two email addresses, and can I use my phone? So we're having those kinds of conversations before closing. I think one of the positives that you're going to hear us talk about today is we send the loan documents, these closing documents, to the borrower, preferably a day ahead of time. So the borrowers have a chance to read these documents in detail. And if you've ever been to a loan closing, you don't have time to read documents.
Oh, no, you
right?
don't.
You're
no.
flipping pages.
Yeah.
So we're sending those documents a day ahead of time. That means the borrowers come equipped to this Zoom virtual signing appointment with questions they have. And because it's a Solarity closing expert, our coordinator, they're able to answer all the questions from, you know, that have to do with the Solarity closing. Mm-hmm. That appointment takes, that e-signing appointment can take 30 minutes or it can take an hour. We really customize it towards what the borrower wants, what the experience they're looking for. And then we get raving reviews afterwards. It's really been fun to watch this come to fruition.
You know, we're getting closer and closer to pushing a button on this thing and then presto, you got yourself a house. But I mean, that's obviously a few days down the road here, but it's getting closer and you guys are right there on the forefront. Really exciting stuff. And Ralph, can you share with us the benefits to the credit union as well as the members from your perspective?
Yeah, Mike, I think that it really expands the ability of the member to come to work with us any place, anytime, anywhere. And we constantly have folks that are out of town. They do not have to now make a special appointment, find babysitters, do whatever, come to a title company,
yeah.
Go somewhere. You can close this anytime, anywhere. You can have, the video interaction, mm-hmm. To go through the loan. You get your questions answered. It is, from the member's perspective that is willing to do business digitally, it is great. We're working now with those members who are a little bit on the fence that really they wonder, should we, finance has gone this way. I meet with my financial advisor via Zoom. Telemedicine is a big thing. And I think teleloans are going to be also where the world goes. One thing I'd like to add, Mike, too, while we're on this is a bigger ecosystem than just signing a loan digitally. Because when you sign a loan digitally and you get a notary, we do the RON, remote online yep. notary, we do a notary, you have to, if we're selling to the GSEs, you've got to be compliant to be able to push that loan all the way through the system so that we can literally contract that loan and sell it to the GSEs on the other end. So just doing a notary or just having a video signing is only a small piece of the work that's had to be done to get this ecosystem in place. And that's where I think a lot of people are. I've talked to several other credit unions that have looked at this and they said, oh my gosh, this is a lot bigger effort than we really anticipated until we get into the e-contracting, and then you've got to service your loans digitally and you've got to be able to do everything in that whole process digitally. So it's been a bigger lift and frankly that we might have even anticipated at the get-go, but we just never said no. We just kept pushing.
And good for you. Yeah. And Mina, it sounds like that effort is well worth it, because I mean, I'm thinking it as this just kind of popped in my head from a competitive standpoint, from a relevancy standpoint. This really puts your credit union again on the forefront and doing something like this. Is this what you had in mind as well?
Absolutely. Well, it certainly makes it a much easier experience for our borrower, right? And so attractive for somebody who, you don't have to get a sitter to go to the, to go to a signing. You don't have to take time off of work, it makes it a heck of a lot more convenient. And so, our big push is on the UX side, which is how do we get these transactional things that we do to get you the things that you want, mm-hmm. that you don't really want the mortgage loan, you want the house, right? How do we make it easier to get this transactional stuff out of the way so that you can move on with your life and do more things that you love with the people mm-hmm. you love mm-hmm. versus banking transactions or lending transactions? It's bled over into throughout our organization. We've also done this in our branches and through our digital experiences throughout, just to try to make transactions as easy as possible for people.
Yeah, because there's obviously, and we've heard it time and time again, there's so many fintechs out there starting to do things like this. Obviously, the big giant banks are trying to do things like this. So why not, and technology has always been the ultimate, what is it, the leveler, or the equalizer rather. So, mm-hmm. and so why not leverage the technology to do something like this for the credit union and really benefits the member? I can imagine the word of mouth. Oh my gosh. You're like, guess how I bought my house? I didn't have to go anywhere. I just did it all on Zoom or digitally. So yeah, oh my gosh, I can imagine your marketers just must be having a field day with this, I would imagine. So a lot of fun for those folks. And Debbie, let's talk about how long have you guys been doing this and what are some results that you can share?
I mean, we are we've now done, completed 100 of these digital remote online notary closings. So we've got quite a bit of experience under our belt in doing it.
Yeah.
And we're nimble enough so that we can continue to tweak, right? As we get, our CX team is quite involved in interviewing members and talking with them afterwards. How was the experience? And so we can continue to fine tune this.
Right, right.
We actually started doing kind of taking over the closing experience, as you may. So the beginning stages of this in mid 2019.
Oh, really?
And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So pre-pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the route we were going to go.
Okay.
And then we did our first remote online notary closing, I think, in July of 2021. So we're, what, seven, 8 months behind us now, yeah. And 100 closings and going strong. We've got some objectives that we want to hit this year. And this has been a really fun experience. I would say that when we talk about other credit unions who want to endeavor, and Ralph talked a little bit about, you know, sometimes we can look back at this and say, this might've been a bigger or heavier lift than we even anticipated. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've had to overcome and still continually work on is borrowers, members who say, oh, I'm not very tech savvy. I can't do this. And we've really removed as many of those hurdles as we can. And so that marrying up with the borrower and our closing mm-hmm. coordinator experts early on mm-hmm. to show that you don't have to be tech savvy to do this. We're going to, you know, hold your hand and walk you through it. And it's really pretty simple. So that's been fun to watch.
That's cool. Mina, it looks like you wanted to say something.
Well, yeah. So when we started in 2019, we actually, maybe even before that, Debbie, when we started talking about handling the closing ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions we had early on from a member experience perspective is, wait a minute, we go through this process. It's 60, 90 days sometimes to get a home loan. They're dealing with a loan officer. Maybe they're dealing with a loan officer's assistant. Maybe they're dealing with Celerity. And then it comes to the closing table and we hand them over to a title company to sit down with a stranger and a stack of paper this thick to close their loan, right? Like mm-hmm. they've never met that title officer before, that escrow officer before. Sometimes the loan officer shows up, but frankly, we'd rather have our loan officers, you know, maybe taking new applications, right? And so a lot of times they don't have the time to show up. And so there they are sitting down with a stranger with a stack of papers this big. They don't have time to read the paper, as Debbie pointed out. And who's this person now? And so we started, yeah. And so we started to take back that experience and go, no, we need to close our loan. Those are our documents. Most mm-hmm. of them, at least, are mm-hmm. our documents. Mm-hmm. And so we started down that path years ago, Ralph, right? And a lot of pushback from title companies on that. Awesome. They did not want us to close our own loans for some reason.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Yes.
Change. Yeah. Just change, you know.
Yes.
Well, there was a statement I think Mina may have made it that came out of this, and we may have borrowed it from somewhere, but it said, you really know you're onto something groundbreaking when everybody's mad at you. and we had our share of folks that were literally saying, you cannot do this. I mean, we've gone to bat with some title companies that this isn't even legal. Well, go talk to your underwriter.
Yeah.
The underwriters will come back and say, no, it's perfectly legal. I mean, but that, it, you know, it means you're breaking new ground when people
completely.
When you get that pushback. And then what has to happen, I think so many people just sort of roll over and say, well, it's hard, we're not going to do it. But the only thing really valuable that comes out of things is if you can do hard things and overcome.
Oh, totally agree.
We've had setbacks. I mean, we can talk for a long time about some of the, you know, getting the platforms to work and getting everything to work. And we, you know, our team, our tech team and Debbie and that team really worked with the platform to make sure that this is all working well the way it should.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's been a couple of steps forward and a step back, but we haven't relented. We've just stayed on it.
Yeah, what's the saying? Nothing worthwhile is truly easy. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work, and it sounds like it for sure. So what's next, Mina? What's next on the, because it sounds like you guys got over that hurdle and now like, and what Debbie was talking about, I mean, now, you know, it sounds like the momentum is really rolling now. So what's next on the plate for you guys in this process?
In the digital remote online notary process? Mm-hmm. You know, we have some goals and objectives around making sure that we close the greater majority of, so we're kind of getting up, we need to, you know, close 50%, 60%. So we keep kind of pushing mm-hmm. the goal to get to the point where, you know, at some point, this will be hopefully 100% of our loans will be closed.
The norm,
this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Oh my gosh. I love story. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, I was just going to say, even in today's world, we've got some huge players. I mean, I won't call them out by name because I don't want to give them publicity, but there's some huge players out there in the home loan business that they're not even beginning to touch some of this stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, they're making people drive around, or they're hiring a mobile notary that shows up where you're working to get things signed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're a multi-billion dollar corporation with hundreds of millions of dollars of marketing, and you're making people drive somewhere, or making people show up in the place, it's not, you know, it's not digitally, doesn't say you're a digital org. It's right. Says you're sort of legacy.
Yeah, it sends the wrong message for sure. Yeah, because I'm especially with what we're doing with technology now, it certainly sends the wrong message. So yeah, that's kind of antiquated for sure. Oh my gosh, anything else here to wrap up? Debbie, I'll let you go first on this one. Any final thoughts here on this process? Because again, this is like what Mina was talking about. You know, it's going to be 100% pretty soon. So it's going to be the norm. So what are your thoughts there as we wrap up?
No, I mean, I absolutely agree with Mina. We're to the point now where we're working really hard to hit those hurdles that we committed to. And I think I would just say to anybody else who's wanting to go down this path, start your work early, because it's not necessarily, as Ralph pointed out, it's not necessarily an easy path, and have your CX team involved from the beginning, because it's really not about what we can do, but how does the member perceive it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And taking down some of those roadblocks of how the member might perceive it very early on, about that they have to be digitally savvy, because they don't.
Yeah, definitely. Ralph, any final words?
Well, work on your ecosystem and your experience, and you know, one's got to support the other. And if you can't do it all, basically you can't do any of it. So it is it's an effort in what that you've got to have your UX people. You've got to have all the legal system, because you're not dealing with legal documents. It's just a lot to think about and think through. But, you know, that's all part of the game. And that's where we're going with technology. There's a lot of players, and there's a lot of, a lot of folks to get on board. But that's what makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, no doubt. And a lot of consumers are out there. This is going to be the expectation. This is going to be the norm for them, based on your Amazon experience, your Uber experience, all these other, you know, all the other digital stuff we're doing, you know, on our mobiles. So yeah. So Mina, any final thoughts here as well?
Well, and just to launch off of that, Mike, what you just said, you know, it's this is an industry, mortgage lending, home loan sales, home loan lending is just an industry that's ripe for disruption, because it's complicated and convoluted, and it's the borrower and the purchaser of the home are, you know, that person is the most at risk, I guess, or at stake for being confused and or disrupt or disengaged in the mm-hmm. process because of just the complexity of it. And so I think that everybody needs to sort of step up, right? Like, I think everybody across the board, realtors, title companies, appraisers, everybody better take note, because this industry is ripe for disruption, and you're going to have to face those hard, cold facts. And if you're a big mortgage lender in this credit union space, you know, innovating is really the only way you're going to survive.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. And yeah, right now is the time to do it. Yeah, it's ripe for disruption for sure. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. I want to get you guys close some more of those loans and have some more good news to report. So, but this is fantastic. Again, I just love stories like this, how credit unions are really pushing that proverbial envelope in this area. So you guys are doing some good stuff there. So congrats and kudos to all your success so far.
Thank you very much.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.